Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nickel and Dimed Undercover in Low-Wage America is a work of narrative nonfiction and undercover journalism by Barbara Ehrenreich, first published in 2001, based on her experiments living and working in low-wage jobs in Florida, Maine, and Minnesota. The book examines whether a person can survive on the wages available to workers in service, cleaning, retail, and care labor. Ehrenreich approaches the subject as both reporter and participant, using firsthand experience to test the claims often made about welfare reform, labor mobility, and the supposed rewards of hard work. The book is not simply a memoir of temporary hardship. It is a structured inquiry into the economics of poverty, the pressures placed on hourly workers, and the gap between middle-class assumptions and the realities of precarious employment. Its purpose is to reveal how low wages, unstable schedules, and housing costs interact to make self-sufficiency far more difficult than policy rhetoric suggests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, undercover journalism as a method for testing economic reality. The book is built on a deliberate journalistic method. Ehrenreich leaves her usual professional world and enters low-wage work as an employee, not as an observer. This immersion matters because it allows her to examine poverty from the inside rather than relying on interviews or statistics alone. She applies for jobs, searches for housing, and tries to live on the pay she earns, which gives the book its evidentiary force. The method also exposes limits of detached analysis. Many barriers to survival are not dramatic in isolation, but together they create a system that is hard to navigate day by day. Transportation costs, deposits, rigid work rules, and unpredictable expenses become visible only when someone must personally manage them. Ehrenreich's approach is therefore not just descriptive. It functions as a test case for public claims about low-wage work, showing how quickly ordinary assumptions break down when wages are near the bottom of the labor market. Secondly, the mismatch between wages and the real cost of staying housed and fed. One of the book's central arguments is that low wages are not merely low in the abstract. They are structurally incompatible with ordinary living costs. Ehrenreich repeatedly shows that rent, food, transportation, and basic work expenses absorb most or all of what an hourly worker earns. This makes the idea of single-job self-sufficiency largely unrealistic for many workers. The book is especially strong in showing how economic strain accumulates across small necessities. A low hourly wage may seem survivable until it is measured against security deposits, commuting costs, uniforms, cleaning supplies, and the need to eat regularly while working physically demanding shifts. The result is not simple deprivation, but constant arithmetic. Ehrenreich demonstrates that poverty in this context is not just about low income, but about the mismatch between irregular or insufficient pay and fixed survival costs. That mismatch is what makes full-time work fail as a guaranteed path out of poverty. Thirdly, the hidden labor and discipline required by so-called unskilled jobs. The book challenges the label unskilled by showing that low-wage jobs demand concentration, stamina, speed, and emotional control. Whether she is waitressing, cleaning, or working retail, Ehrenreich discovers that these jobs require continuous performance under pressure. Workers must remember tasks, manage customers, follow strict rules, and endure physical exhaustion while being treated as easily replaceable. The term unskilled also hides the fact that these jobs often involve complex informal knowledge that is learned quickly on the job and enforced through supervision. Ehrenreich's experiences reveal how much labor is invisible to outsiders. The work is not only physical, but psychological, requiring workers to absorb humiliation, remain pleasant, and accept surveillance. By documenting this, the book overturns the assumption that low pay reflects low effort or low value. Instead, it shows that low wages often coexist with intense discipline and high demands, especially in sectors built on turnover and minimal worker power. Fourthly, how surveillance and workplace control shape the experience of poverty. Another major theme is the degree of control employers exert over low-wage workers. Ehrenreich describes surveillance, testing, rules, and managerial scrutiny as normal parts of the job environment. These controls are not incidental. They are part of how labor is managed when workers are easy to replace and have little bargaining power. The book highlights humiliating procedures such as screening tests and constant monitoring, which signal that employees are trusted less as people than as risks to be managed. This matters because it shows that poverty is experienced not only as economic shortage, but also as diminished autonomy. Workers do not control their schedules, their pace, or sometimes even their bodily privacy. Such conditions increase stress and make it harder to stabilize housing, childcare, and transportation. Ehrenreich uses these examples to show that low wages are tied to a broader labor regime in which obedience is rewarded more reliably than initiative, and dignity is repeatedly sacrificed for basic employment. Lastly, why the book is a critique of policy optimism, not just personal hardship, Nickel and Dimed is also a critique of the idea that personal effort alone can solve poverty. Ehrenreich engages the rhetoric of welfare reform and self-reliance, but her evidence suggests that the problem is structural rather than moral. Working harder does not necessarily lead to security if the labor market offers wages too low to cover living costs. This makes the book especially relevant as social commentary because it questions the assumptions behind policies that treat employment as an automatic remedy for deprivation. The book does not deny individual resilience. Instead, it shows the limits of resilience when institutions are stacked against workers. Ehrenreich's perspective is important because it shifts the discussion from individual failure to economic design. The real issue is not whether poor workers are motivated, but whether the labor market and housing system allow a dignified life. That broader framing is what gives the book its lasting force in debates about inequality and labor rights. In conclusion, Nickel and Dimed should be read by anyone interested in labor, poverty, welfare policy, social inequality, or American economic life more broadly. It is especially useful for students, researchers, journalists, policymakers, and general readers who want to understand how low-wage work actually functions rather than how it is described in abstract debates. The book offers practical insight into the hidden costs of poverty, including housing instability, unstable schedules, transport burdens, and the emotional toll of constant job insecurity. Intellectually, it stands out because it combines firsthand reporting with structural analysis. Many books about poverty focus either on personal testimony or on policy critique. Ehrenreich successfully joins both. Her value is not only in showing hardship, but in testing the claim that work reliably protects people from poverty. That makes the book more than a memoir or exposé. It is a clear, focused investigation into the relationship between labor and survival, and it remains distinctive for the credibility and immediacy that come from lived experience under constraint. If you would like to support Barbara Ehrenreich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.